Time now at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, for some NBA news and notes. And the team that we're going to shine the spotlight on is the Chicago Bulls. And of course, the 2014 season, it was very disappointing, a roller coaster after Derrick Rose sustained another season-ending knee injury. Of course, we remember it caused him to miss 72 games, but that's in the past. It is time now to talk about the present. We also want to relive some of the magical memories from the 1990s Chicago Bulls dynasty. Some good times. And now joining us on our guest line, that of course is Kent McDeal. He's a sports writer, works with NBA.com. Of course, he's joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening. How are you on this Friday night, Kent?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Loving life down here in Houston. Always a lot of fun when we're going to talk some NBA. So, the countdown, it is on for the start of the regular season. And what a summer for the Bulls. I want to recap for the listeners. We remember Carmelo Anthony. I mean, he teased Chicago about the decision process. It seemed like that, you know, drug on forever, what, 2 weeks, and then left them empty-handed. And instead, the Bulls land free agent Pau Gasol. Derrick Rose is back. He's healthy. What's your overall forecast for the Bulls? Because I see it as very, very bright.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting season. You know, the Bulls actually have too much talent at this point, so much so that they brought over Mirotić from Europe, and we're not even sure if he's going to be able to play because they have so much talent up front between Joakim Noah, Gasol, and Taj Gibson. So there's all sorts of questions about how much time Mirotić is going to get. We have a rookie in Doug McDermott who is actually going to start, I think, tonight in a preseason game because Mike Dunleavy suffered a bit of a leg injury the other day slipping on a wet surface on a basketball floor. So, and then if you go below even the 10th spot on the team, you've got Tony Snell, who the Bulls drafted last year, 2 years ago, a really nice-looking swing man who's not going to see the floor at all because the Bulls simply have too much talent. Now, whether they have enough talent to win it all, I don't know. But if Derek stays healthy, if Joe stays healthy, it's going to be an exciting season. And I would just guess that they're going to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals at least.
Well, Ken, I was going to say, as you rattle off some of those names, what comes to my mind is just that depth. They will be a very dangerous team. How concerned are you about the Cavs? Because they, too, are one of those teams out of the Eastern Conference that have a ton of depth.
Yeah, but in the NBA, even though I hate to go by rote this way, but it's a pretty significant concern that they haven't played together yet. And Irving is going to have to figure out where his shot's going to come from with LeBron on the floor, and the same with Kevin Love, who is a 26-12 guy, and he's not going to be a 26-12 guy if LeBron's going to be as dominant as he has been in the past. Now, I know LeBron, one thing you got to give him points for is that he does have a tendency to let his teammates excel and then sort of puts his stamp on a game when necessary. But there is going to be a growing process that could make it a little bit more difficult for them to win this year.
Okay, the Chicago Bulls, when you talk about them, I always think of defense, just a very physical type of team. But what's going to be at the forefront of the mind for Tom Thibodeau and crew? I'm assuming it's going to be offensively because they have got to increase and post some better numbers than what they did last year. They were at 94 per game.
Yeah, but Tom doesn't think that way. Tom thinks defense, 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 and the offense is going to come. With the addition of McDermott on the outside, and if they can get Mirotić onto the floor, Gasol provides some outside shooting, the growth of Joakim Noah and a healthy Derrick Rose, the continued development of Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson, who's probably got to be considered one of the best sixth men in the league, I think Tom thinks that his offense will be generated out of all of that, and as long as you stop the other team from scoring, you're going to be okay. Thibodeau is an unusual coach in that he has his way of doing things, and there's not anything that's going to shake him from it.
What about the addition of Gasol, as you mentioned him? What kind of impact can he have on the offensive end? I mean, we know that as a big man, he can stroke it from long range.
Yeah, there's some concern about his age, but I think being in a new environment with a team that's set to win will sort of energize him a bit. The question that came to mind when they first brought him in was how he and Joakim Noah are going to play together. And they have spent as much of the summer as they could and this preseason trying to figure that out. And it's all going to be a matter of how Thibodeau rotates Taj Gibson into the lineup then. I think it's going to work out great. Gasol seems like a really decent guy in regards to wanting just to be able to fit himself into a situation. He's not coming in as a savior or a star necessarily with Derek on the floor. And the reigning defensive player of the year, All-NBA player in Joakim Noah. So he's in a position to just fit in, which I think will work out well as opposed to asking him to carry a greater load.
You are listening to the voice of Kent McDeal tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is, of course, with NBA.com and is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Did Pau Gasol, with this move, I mean, he turned down bigger offers. Does he believe that this is a championship-caliber team right here in Chicago, here and right now?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what his thinking was. It wasn't money-related. He's made his money. I think he really wanted to go to a place that had a chance to win. Chicago's organization is solid and has been solid for a long time. Thibodeau is an established coach. Gasol, of course, experienced an established coach when he played for Phil Jackson, and I think he likes that kind of steady influence. There were a lot of things that were attractive about this gig, and I think one of them, again, was because he wasn't being brought in to be the star of the show. Those requirements were going to be placed upon his shoulders. This is a better situation for him because at his age, he's more in a fit-in kind of role than he is in a carry the load kind of role.
Okay, Ken McDeal from NBA.com. We're going to talk about his new book here in just a moment. Of course, If These Walls Could Talk, Chicago Bulls. But I've got to ask you, what have you seen from Derrick Rose so far? I mean, obviously the key for him is he's got to stay healthy, but can he return to that MVP form?
I don't know if that's what his goal is. I think he has decided that he's more of a facilitator than he is a scorer. He's going to take his shots. He's going to get his shots. But I think his thinking and the way that he's played so far with the team in the preseason is that when Joe and Pau open things up on the inside, he's going to be able to find his shots. Now, of course, the question that came from the World Cup was whether he's going to be able to hit his shots. But he claims that that's not a concern. And so I think you're going to see Derek more as a facilitator. I don't think you're going to see the kind of averages he had from the MVP year. He's not going to be required to do that. He's got other scoring options. And he seems like a guy who really only cares about winning as opposed to being solely responsible for the win.
Now, Tom Thibodeau, he was one of the assistant coaches with Team USA. How nice was that to get to spend that extra time with your player in Derek Rose?
Yeah, and he spent a lot of that time keeping an eye on him as far as his physical health and minutes and trying to work with him to make sure that he was confident on his legs. You know, I think it's a really difficult thing for Derek in regards to having to not think about the fact that both of his knees have been operated on in the last 2 years. And you have to be fairly strong mentally to be able to take that out of your mind. And I think maybe Tom was around to help with that as well.
Okay, we're going to transition now with Kent McDeal from NBA.com, joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line and talk about his new book that's just been released. The holidays are here. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled If These Walls Could Talk, Chicago Bulls. And you go behind the scenes in the 1990s Chicago Bulls dynasty. You were the only beat writer to cover all six of the Bulls championships. What was that experience like? I mean, what a thrill.
It was really something special. We all said at the time it was like traveling with the Beatles, especially after Dennis Rodman joined the team in 1995. But even from the first time around, the Bulls captured the hearts of a lot of people. They were, for the NBA, America's team throughout the 90s, led by Michael. But you know, we had discovered that Michael couldn't win it by himself, and they came up with the parts they needed initially, and Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant and Bill Cartwright and John Paxson and on and on. I joined the team as the beat writer for the Daily Herald newspaper, which is a big suburban paper in Chicago, in 1988, 3 years before they started winning championships. And it was a nice gig. I mean, I got to travel the country. I got to go to Houston once a year and got to go to all the other great cities in the country at least once a year. It was fun. I was covering one of the best athletes in the world. We didn't know he was going to turn out to be the greatest basketball player of all time at that time. It was a nice little story, and then it turned into the biggest story in sports throughout that decade, and I was there on the front line for every minute of it.
And it was an incredible ride, and I would love to hear some more about your relationship with Michael Jordan, but of course we've been visiting with veteran sports writer Kent McDeal. You can also check out his work at NBA.com. He really does give you the insider's view of the 1990s Bull dynasty. It is very well written. Congratulations on that, Kent, and we look forward to having you back right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
All right, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Kent McDeal's been joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out stewartcadillac.com. We will be right back.